Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK at Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, somebody in the state of Florida is a brand new millionaire this morning.
Yes.
Thanks to the Powerball last night. Here's the thing. Nobody hit the jackpot, so hit his soared to $495 million. So to hit that $2 million, somebody hit, what, all four numbers but no Powerball,
no,
right?
All five.
Five numbers, no Powerball.
There were a few four-number winners also in the state of Florida as well.
That's what I tell y'all yesterday. Play the bonus. You got to play the multiplier because it multiplies the winnings. Let's say the multiplier was like five times.
Yeah.
That $2 million would have turned to $10
million. Oh, my gosh.
I hope you played it.
Could you imagine though, checking your ticket and getting, you're like, okay, I got that number. I got that number. And then you go through all five.
Except,
you think you're going to win. And then
no
the Powerball
it's
is
still
there.
Yeah, but it's still a good morning.
For a
$2 or $3 investment, you get a couple million.
Yeah.
You know, depending on your situation, you still may not have to go to work. Depending on your situation.
I don't know. You can't retire off of $2
million. Well, they said depending on, maybe you're already retired is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Like maybe you're just enjoying them.
Well, then you shouldn't be at work anyway.
Well, yeah.
Like, go home, Janice. You retired a while ago.
Maybe.
Janice.
Why she got to be Janice?
I don't know.
Why does she have to be Janice? Why can't it be like, you know, I don't know, Lisa. Go on, Lisa.
It could be Lisa.
Although Janice is funnier. Janice sounds like a name that somebody retired but didn't realize they retired and kept showing up to work. That
exactly.
Does
so.
Janice, Edna.
It just works. Well, I got to check my tickets still. I haven't done it. So
you've been checking your tickets?
No.
What if you're the $2 million winner?
I got ready. I came to work.
All right, what if you're the winner? $2
million. I don't think my life, I mean, that is so exciting, obviously.
Would you go home today, though?
Yes, just because I'm not feeling well, and I won't feel so much pressure to be
God.
Here.
Here, do these numbers sound familiar? 18, 36, 45,
47,
69, 14 is the Powerball. Well,
I did quick picks.
Yeah, that's how you
so
win. That's
know.
How you win, by the way. They say don't get emotional over those, like whatever your birth dates and your kids, you know, birth date. Don't do it. Just quick pick it.
Yeah, so I did quick picks, so I have to still check.
God,
but
what if you're the one?
What if you're the one and you didn't need to wake
before
up
before you go home?
Oh,
no,
man, that's the real bummer, right?
Before
there.
You go home, you got to get us breakfast somewhere. All right, if you get
100%.
The $2 million, you have to do that.
You have to go. Okay, yeah. I think I can manage.
I think you can.
You want IHOP?
You need $2 million. Well, it's not really what we were thinking with $2 million, but that's fine.
Oh, okay, sorry, a classy breakfast.
I thought we were going down to the brunch at the Don.
Oh, okay.
They have a great brunch, by the way. Oh,
right.
My God.
Really,
I guess
they do? I've never even...
Oh, my God.
Sounds like you already won the lottery.
I don't know.
I've never been to brunch at the Don.
I really know. I went. I snuck all my kids in. We snuck out. We didn't pay. We dined and dashed,
Mark.
So we couldn't afford it.
That's not good.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, it was great. Just go check out that. Listen, I've always said, if I hit the big one, I'm going to eat at the Don every morning. The brunch may only be on weekends.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
But if you win the lottery, you're going to make it happen every morning.
Every day. Gosh.
All right. Well, new goal I have to add to my list, brunch at the Don.
Yeah, okay. Girl, goal it up. All right, check that ticket, $2 million. Somebody in Florida's got that $2 million ticket. But the big one, $495 million now because nobody won it. So that drawing is Saturday night. So get ready. Get ready. Someone here's a Florida millionaire.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. On the way next, Deep Fried Nashville. Lauren Elena opening up about this broken engagement, man. This is pretty deep. We'll do it next.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
So we hung out with Lauren Elena Friday night because she was one of the openers for Blake Shelton at Amelie.
Yeah.
And I tell you, she's great. She's going through a rough time right now with this breakup. And you could tell because when we were talking to her, she was not afraid to talk about it. And it's one of those things where, you know, I remember her saying, I'm uncomfortable, but I would be more uncomfortable if I didn't talk about breaking off my engagement. But then she cracked some jokes at it, too.
And yeah, she's a good sport.
She really is. I think she's just taking this, I know it's cliche, but she's really taking this thing day by day. Here's one of the funnier things she said.
Any Ariana Grande song right now is like my life because she just called off an engagement too, and I'm like, I got you, girl. I get it.
So she's kind of looking for a teammate.
Thank
you know what
you.
I'm saying?
Next. Singing some Ariana Grande.
You know, one of the things that she told us, Melanie, on Friday, which I thought was great, is that dating is a skill, and it's a skill she doesn't have. And I thought that was really interesting. And I'm like, you know, dating is kind of a skill. There are skill sets you need to date.
totally. Do you think now, because it's been, how long have you been with your wife?
Okay, well, way to get put on the spot. 6:41 in the morning.
I thought that was going to be an easy question. My bad.
Hold on. 12 years.
Okay, so 12 years. Do you think that dating...
Is that right, Kevin? Do the math real quick.
Sounds right.
We'll go with 12 years.
What year was it? 2007?
That's fine, too.
Okay.
Yes, yep, 12 years.
Kevin knows because he just celebrated an anniversary.
Well, Ian, I've been with my wife since 2007, so that's what I mean. It's been 11 and a half for me.
All right.
So
we're about the same. He even knows the half.
Yeah, he only has two kids. I have five. Listen, do you know what it's like when I go to get medicine for my kids and they're like, what's this kid's birth date? And I'm like... Oh, boy, the anxiety kicks in. It's not the birth date, it's the year, because three of them were just boom, 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 and I start getting anxiety.
You're like, it all kind of morphed into one year.
Just be like, what age or what year did you and your wife get married? And I'm like, dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
And I'm like,
oh. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Would you think now, after all of these years, that you could date?
Yes.
That you could date? Do you think that
no,
you have
Oh, my
this?
God, no.
There's no way I could.
No,
either.
I couldn't do it. No. No, I wouldn't have that skill.
Yeah.
Maybe never had that skill. So, I mean, my wife and I met at a concert, so I didn't really have to do a lot, to be honest. Like, we were just there, so it was all right. And it was a Rihanna concert, so I think she was just happy to be, like, she didn't care about meeting me. She was happy to hang out with Rihanna.
Yeah, there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah, so. I was more of a side attraction. Like, I was off to the side.
Yeah, you didn't have to sit there at dinner and
You're
kind
a side
of.
Show.
Yeah, it was a sideshow. Sideshow Mark. That's my new thing. Changing all my social media handles to Sideshow Mark.
I like it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Sideshow Mark.
Anyway, we wish Lauren Elena the best and hope she develops that skill for dating.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Man, this college admissions bribery thing is just crazy. I mean, this is off the chart crazy.
Yeah, this is a major scandal, and you can't even look at the news right now without seeing Lori Loughlin just plastered all over it.
Okay, Lori was Becky in Full House, right?
Yeah, Becky,
way back in the day, 30 years-ish ago.
Don't say it was that long ago.
And she's been implicated in this scheme where she bribed this college to get her daughter in, and she's not the only one either. Listen, we've got some audio that we're going to play you next. You're not going to believe.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Her and her daughter. Right after Sam Hunt. It's QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. You know, I'm thinking about the most of this college scam thing and these celebrities bribing colleges to get their kids in. Is all the kids that didn't get in, that should have gotten in, because of these famous people's kids that were paid to get them in. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, they must be sitting there. I feel like it's going to be like a class action lawsuit. They're going to be like, wait a minute. What's your name got in? And that's not fair because my kid actually should have gotten in.
Yeah, 100%. And just to break down the scandal for those who are unsure of how it all worked out, is that this guy was a mastermind behind the whole entire scheme. And they're saying it was upwards of $25 million that he ended up getting in order to sneak kids somehow into these Ivy League schools. So he would get in with the coaches at the school, like the football coach or the track coach. In Lori Loughlin's daughter's case, it was, I think, the crew team, even though she wasn't a crew member, even in high school.
So he had all these ins, and then he, like, created these relationships and then connected the parents who were, of course, a lot of them were, I wouldn't say family. Lori Loughlin's famous, but the other ones were just, they just had a lot of money.
Yeah,
they ran
super
businesses.
Wealthy parents.
A lot of connections, too. Well, Lori Loughlin, of course, Becky from Full House, you know, she got her daughter in. And when her daughter, Olivia, it's Olivia Jade, right?
Yeah, Olivia Jade, popular on YouTube.
Yeah, she does, you know, a YouTube channel, makes a lot of money. She pimps out a lot of brands and stuff like that and has endorsements. This was her right after she got in. Now, we should have known, people should have known something was weird here, because this is what she talked about getting into school.
I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school.
Oh,
dude, that's crazy. And by the way, she got into USC, which, I mean, there's a lot of kids out there that would sell their foot to get in there, you know? It's just, and for her to just...
I don't really care about school.
You know what's crazy, too? For her to say, I don't know how much school I'm going to attend. I'm going to
attend, she said, attend.
But she says, I'm going to talk to my deans. Like, are they going to say, like, are they really going to be like, oh, yeah, Olivia, you don't have to go to school. Like, it's no problem.
No,
we'll work this out.
That is not what they're going to say.
She's going to school for totally different reasons than a lot of other people.
But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school.
Game days, partying, man. That is unbelievable. That's unbelievable. I don't know. She knows, like, you can go to the games without going to school. Like, you can go to the football games.
You can still tailgate.
You can get a ticket.
Sure.
You tailgate. Yeah, you don't actually have to go to school.
Yeah, but when your mom's Lori Loughlin, she can just pay $50,000 and sneak you into the school.
I just feel like, okay, here's what I'm trying to figure out. Should she, and I don't know, what hasn't come out is how's she doing in school? Like, does anybody know, like, how?
Well, so USC released a statement yesterday saying that they are going through all of the admissions, tracking down who was tied into this college scandal, and then they are going to review them on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
Which makes me think that they are going to see how they're doing in school.
Should she be kicked out, you think?
I mean, if she, here, this is my thought on it, is that if she somehow is maintaining a normal, like, decent GPA.
Yeah, she's not failing out.
At the end of the day, it's still an Ivy League school. So it's not like, okay, yeah, they got you in the door, but you still got to maintain those grades. This isn't a cakewalk.
But they still have this.
I don't really care about school.
Like, should she be allowed to stay? Because there was somebody that got bumped out for her to get in. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, honestly,
like,
yeah.
Who is that person or people who got bumped out that she, so she could get in and then...
I don't really care about school.
Because those other people really care about
school. Honestly, yeah, I think they should be kicked out.
Maybe
I mean,
she should be kicked
you
out.
You would not have gotten, the facts are the facts. If you wouldn't have gotten in without your parents bribing the school, then you shouldn't be there. Because somebody else that worked very, very hard all their high school life on their grades and then afterwards extracurricular activities. I mean, there's so many things that go into getting into that type of school.
Then I go back to the whole, like, fake it till you make it. So what if she has a 4.0 GPA? What if she's killing it in school?
I mean, that's brutal.
No,
but
you've got to
set the precedent. This is not okay. You cannot bribe the school to get in. I mean, if they don't expel students.
But then the argument could be that that's her parents that did that, and she just went and delivered.
She knew that she wasn't on the crew team. Come on. She didn't. She thought she got in.
Well, that is a pretty compelling reason.
She really thought she got into USC. I don't think so.
Hmm. 800-992-1099. The text, you can pour the text in too. Should she be kicked out? Let's play Dustin Lynch real quick. And then I'm going to play this audio. Back when, this is crazy, when Lori was Becky on Full House, there was a similar episode of cheating and scamming a school to get kids
this
in.
Is so crazy.
We'll play it for you next. 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. It's unbelievable. Years later, decades later, that this episode on Full House would come full circle. Here it is, Aunt Becky talking with Uncle Jesse about how to maybe game the system and get the twins into a school they shouldn't have been in. This is crazy.
Sweetheart, if you happen to hear some, some strange things during this interview, just kind of go with it. Your hair looks good like that, by the way.
What strange things?
See, on the application, I may have, what's the word I'm looking for? I may have embellished a little bit.
Embellished? How much?
Minuscule amounts, really, just a tad.
Ah, Ambassador and Mrs. Katsopoulos.
All of a sudden, they're ambassadors to get their kids into this school. And then, so fast forward a few decades, Lori Loughlin, they've scammed USC out of this thing where her daughter Olivia was on the crew, and it just, none of this came true. She didn't even really want to go to school. She didn't care. She just wanted to party. Now they're all being investigated. Lori Loughlin was in court yesterday.
Yeah, she turned herself over to the FBI.
She had to. I mean, yeah, she's in huge trouble.
Not good. A lot of people are weighing in. Someone said if their parents paid for them to get into school, who's to say the kids aren't paying someone to do their work so their GPA stays up? I know I made money in college writing and typing papers. Dang, that person must have been smart. Someone was paying for their papers.
I think that's a little different, though. I feel like that's a little different.
I think they're agreeing that the kids should be expelled or, you know, kicked out of the school because who's to say they're not cheating their way through? Another person said, why are they not investigating the people that took the bribes in the first place?
Oh,
they are the ones they should be focusing on that broke the rules.
That guy's in huge trouble. He put $25 million in his pocket and he's in huge, huge trouble.
Yeah, they're investigating him. They're investigating the schools, the coaches. I mean, everything.
Oh, and by the way, the people at the universities, when they figure out who he was negotiating with and everything, they're gone. And I think there's going to be some colleges, universities out there probably put on some massive probations. And there's going to be some tough consequences for this. Because I think the college system is even under fire now, which is like... Are you even like arming these kids for real life anymore? And then something like this comes out. Although we were playing Dustin Lynch and I totally changed my mind. And I think they should not throw Olivia Jade out of school.
Really? Lori Loughlin's on what basis?
Well, because she still was a kid. She was a kid.
Yeah.
And has been influenced. Listen, if this is how Lori Loughlin runs her life, and I'm not saying it is because we don't know if she's guilty or not.
Right.
But let's just say she is. I mean, the FBI, you know, they brought her in and everything. Then they need to give Lori Loughlin or Olivia, her daughter, a chance to figure out who she is. And let's say she's doing great in school. If she's following the rules, if there's no evidence that she was involved in it, yeah, we'll go with it.
Yeah, but some other kid that's on the wait list could get in that actually had the grades and earned their place at that school. That's the hard part that I can't get over, is just that spot is taking that away from somebody else.
Yeah, those people, they're a casualty of war. It is true.
Ugh.
But maybe they went on to a better school, or maybe they're, you know what I mean? You just have to.
You just think everything works out the way it should.
If you were right there to get into USC, it's not like you just said, well, forget it, I'm not going to school.
No,
like,
I know.
You wound up okay. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Probably.
I'm sure.
But then I thought to myself, maybe this kid, this Olivia Jade, has been under the thumb of this process, these thought processes, her whole life.
Maybe she really just thought, okay, another thing's handed
this
to me.
This is her real life.
This is normal.
Yeah. So if she's in school, let's say she's just killing it. Like, let's say she's just killing it. Then I'm like, well, then why does she have to get thrown out? I know. It's tough,
it's
man.
So
it's tough.
It's so conflicting. I'm glad that I'm not the one that has to make this decision. I do not envy the deans at these schools right now that are going through all the admissions and having to figure out who cheated the system, who didn't.
But then even now I'm starting to change my mind again because I'm like, wait a minute. If I'm the dad of, let's say, one of my daughters, and what if my daughter was the one that got X'd out of going to this school because Olivia Jade got in and didn't want to go in?
You would be really upset.
Throw her out of school. I'm done. I'm mad now.
Your final answer? Do you want to phone a friend?
No, because she didn't know, and she was innocent
you
bystander. Zen. Time for Zen. Chris Stapleton, QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, on the way here in just about 10 minutes, what you doing at the courthouse? Captain Chris has arrived at one of the Tampa Bay area courthouses, and he's going to interview some people and ask what they're doing there, what's going on with their case, and we'll get their perspective. And usually we also get their legal advice, which is really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really good. So we'll get that coming up. Maybe Lori Loughlin. Maybe I'll run into her there.
Oh, my gosh. If we were in L.A., could you imagine? What you doing at the courthouse? Oh, Aunt Becky's here. What are you doing here?
Oh, just my daughter's trying to transfer to Florida. We're just trying to get some things. No, not good. All right, we'll do that. And then also on the way, 3-day Country Thunder Platinum Passes, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs.
Yeah, we're getting you in.
That's on the way at 7:40. 99.5 QIK, Carrie Underwood.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
All right, here we go. Captain Chris is at some Tampa Bay area courthouses this morning. He's walking around and he's talking to people and asking them, hey, what are you doing at the courthouse? What's the story of your case?
Did you get in trouble? What's going on?
All right, he's just approached somebody, and here we go with what you doing at the courthouse.
What brings you out here, my friend?
I was here for jury duty.
Here for jury duty?
Yes, and I just got excused.
Well, lucky you. All right, well, now that you've been excused from jury duty, do you have any big plans for the day?
Yeah, it's time for lunch.
All right, that sounds delicious.
7:30, it's already time for lunch. This guy sounds like they woke him up in the courtroom when they were trying to find some jurors.
It's time for lunch.
Reminds me of the Bubble Guppies. What time is it? It's time for lunch.
I have no idea what that means.
Everybody's staring at me like, it's lunchtime.
I'll take your word for it, Mark.
Daggone it. All you parents listening, you're like, yeah, that's right, dude. We're with you. All right, we'll continue with this guy.
What are you going to have for lunch?
I don't know. Chinese. I don't know.
Okay. All right. You look like you're in a little bit of a hurry. So I'm going to let you go and get to that Chinese food.
I haven't slept in a minute. I'm coming off of an overnighter from 7-Eleven.
Oh.
So.
That sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it is. But Park Street, we sell beer till 3, so come on down. We're the good ones.
All right.
We're the good ones. He even got a plug-in. Have a sleep.
Sell beer till 3? Is that what he said?
That's it.
See, I got to tell you, if I'm facing some, you know, let's just say some heavy-duty charges, I want him in my jury. He wants to go home, or he just wants to go eat Chinese food.
Yeah.
So he's just going to be like, not guilty. Let's get out of here.
Or right? Guilty. Or he's like, guilty. I got to.
I don't know. He sounds like a not guilty guy. Doesn't just rubs me as like.
He's get
like,
to my Chinese food.
He's already thinking about lunch at 7:30, and it's Chinese food. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Chris is talking to somebody else here. What you doing at the courthouse?
What are you doing here at the courthouse?
Today I was sent here to the courthouse because of a mistake I made at work. Cost me my job. Ooh. Just petty theft charge. I was taking two beers for a homeless man, trying to help him out because he did favors for me. So I got to go through this.
Wait a minute. He stole beers from work to give to a homeless guy? And that's why I got fired.
Yeah, petty theft. You can't steal from work. If it's a beer.
What if it's for a homeless guy? There should be a loophole.
You buy it. Take out your $4 and buy the two beers if that's what you want to do.
Okay.
Program called Adult Pre-Arrest Diversion Program. It's a program that any just a minor charge, felony or whatever, first time offenders, they get
minor,
get
like
it dismissed
felony.
By doing community service and restitution for whatever you did, any property stolen.
Sounds like this guy's reading it right off the script. Like he's got this whole thing memorized here.
I'm a good kid. I graduated from high school and college at the same time in May. Graduated my SBC, actually, the Gibbs campus. So anybody listening from there, in my class.
Is he giving a shout out to his class from court date? Is he?
While he's there for petty theft and he lost his job, he's shouting out his school.
Love this guy.
Shout out to you. And I'm at USF St. Petersburg downtown right now.
Oh, now he's shouting out my school. Great.
Congratulations. It sounds like you're quite ambitious.
Yeah. I just got caught up in a simple mistake.
Right. All right. Well, there you go. That is what you're doing at the courthouse. And two interesting characters this morning. One stole beer, but it was for a homeless guy. But it sounds like he's going to get out of this, okay? The other guy was a juror, but he got excused.
Yes.
And so he's going to eat Chinese food. So that's where we are, everybody. That's our legal system.
Oh, that is our
boy, if that doesn't define the legal system, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
Can we just go get some Chinese food now?
You got lawyers right now driving to work going, oh, my God. I hope they got to stop doing that segment, man.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I still can't get over the guy at What You Doing at the Courthouse who was going to get Chinese food because he just getting thrown out of the juror pool. Man, I love that.
I don't know, going to get some Chinese food.
Been up all night selling beer at 7-Eleven. Sell till 3.
Just when I thought we were tired in the studio. Oh, man, that guy.
Yeah, and it's not like, I don't think he's safe to drive, not because he's been drinking or anything. He's just so tired. Like, I thought Captain Chris, who's at the courthouse, was going to have to catch him. Like, the man was going to fall asleep, like, literally while they're doing the interview.
That guy needed a Red Bull, a 5-hour energy something.
He needs a new job. He just needs to get more rest, man.
Well, it sounds like he likes this job, though, because they sell beer till 3. He was he had nothing but good things to say about 7-Eleven and his job.
It's time for lunch. Well, what are you going to get? Chinese. All right.
You cannot make it up. I mean, the people at the courthouse never disappoint.
All right, get ready. It's the Mark and Melanie World Famous Name Game. We're going to play now. We've got a 3-day experience for you. This is Country Thunder 3-day passes. It's the platinum package, too. This is cool because you get the whole, like, you know, you get the 3 days, so you're doing the whole outdoor rugged country music thing, but then you get this executive bathroom because, you know.
It's the best part.
Right. It, when you're out there partying so hard, when it is time to go and do some of that business, you'd like to have a nice air-conditioned, clean, functioning bathroom. So,
of course. And not just that, but think about it this way, too. Sometimes the beer lines are long, so you're waiting in the line. By the time you get the beer, then you're waiting in a bathroom line.
Right.
It's just lines on lines on lines. Well, now you can just go straight to your executive VIP restroom.
Sure.
And you don't have to wait with the rest of the general population at the festival.
Yeah. If you've never had your own executive VIP bathroom, this is the prize for you for sure. 3-day Country Thunder. We're playing the name game. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right. It's the world famous Mark and Melanie name game.
Do, 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 do.
Country Thunder, 3-day passes. This is the platinum experience up for grabs.
We're talking your VIP bathroom.
Executive VIP bathroom. All right. Jasmine and Corrine are contestants. Corrine, you were the 9th caller. We are going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You must name one thing in that category. Then Jasmine will have 3 seconds to name something else. And then we'll go back and forth. Each of you have 3 seconds to name one. Once you run out, it's over, and the other person wins, okay?
And no repeats, okay?
Yep, no repeats.
Okay.
Kareen, you are up first. Being that, you know, Facebook and Instagram have been down on and off intermittently over the last 24 hours. Some people are freaking out. They can't get on their freaking Instagram. And
yeah, I can't log in.
People couldn't post pictures of their dinner last night. The world was coming to an end. So, Kareen, started off, name social media apps. Go.
Twitter.
Instagram.
Facebook.
Snapchat.
Kareen. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Jasmine, great work.
Oh my God.
This is great. Basically, the more I thought about this, Jasmine, you've won a bathroom at Country Thunder.
Yeah. For 3 days.
You guys have no idea. I was one of the callers on Monday and the phone got disconnected and we've been so upset all week.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it all worked out. We're so happy it did.
It worked out. The universe said no then, but it said yes today. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, and a nice bathroom. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much.
We got winners.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Somebody in Florida is a brand new millionaire, $2 million to be exact, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So you know that huge Powerball last night?
Yeah.
Well, there was no jackpot winner. No one won the $468 million, but somebody in Florida did hit a $2 million one. So they got all the numbers except the Powerball. Oh, so close.
Oh, gosh. I'm just thinking. I mean, that is so great. $2 million, of course. But you think you're about to be a $400 millionaire? Because you're one number away.
Yeah, it depends how you scratch the ticket. You know, or how you look at it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, if you scratch the ticket, you're doing it wrong.
No. Yeah, don't scratch it. Maybe that's why I keep losing. I scratch all my Powerball tickets. Damn it. Sometimes I look at the Powerball first.
Just switch your expectations right at the beginning. Like, listen,
man, if you hit that, then you're like, see, to me, like, that's the hard part, right?
Ooh, that's a new way to read them. Okay.
I don't know. Don't do that. It never works for me. So I'm just telling you what I do.
I'm always down to try different things to kind of see if it, like, changes my luck at all.
Different ways to let yourself down?
Yeah, cool. Basically.
So somebody got $2 million in Florida. Melanie, you bought tickets last night. You still haven't looked at yours. I don't know how you do that.
You guys, Mark is freaking out in here.
I have anxiety.
Every time we go to a song.
Buck has anxiety. Kevin, you have anxiety.
Because I do.
You could have.
Why do you have anxiety? Is this your money? Wait a second.
No.
What's going on here?
No. You could have hundreds of thousands of dollars right now, and it would just be great to know
that. Okay, and you're right, and I cannot wait to check. Well, I can. I was just going to wait. I had a job to do. I had blog posts to put up.
Oh,
we're
my
on
God,
air.
With a blog
so
post already.
I was going to check the ticket after we get off air, but now you guys have just been, like, driving me nuts about checking this ticket. I will check the ticket.
Okay,
but
when?
Not like I can retire with that amount of money.
No, I know that, but it just, oh my gosh. I look at this the other side. Maybe your fiance agrees with me. If you, let's just say, just win, I don't know, something ridiculous like $400,000, your wedding is paid for.
No, absolutely. But can, like, I be honest as to why I like to wait and to look at the ticket?
Sure.
I got all you guys looking like vultures around me, first of all. You know, check the ticket. Everyone is now getting a piece of the pie.
You could be the $2 million winner in Florida.
You're right. I could be. And then on top of that, I like to just dream a little longer, okay? Let me just have a couple more hours of thinking, man, may be a $2 million heir.
Okay. When will you check it, just so we know?
Like, after the show, when I leave.
Oh, you're not doing
you
it
guys.
Again? Oh, that's unfair. All right, that's fine. Do it your way.
Oh, my gosh. Look, Buck is looking at my ticket because I took it out because I was thinking about checking it. But now you guys are just, I feel like someone's going to steal. I'm going to sign the back of it right now, actually.
Powerball going right to $495 million on Saturday night. All right.
Oh, and I did that bonus thing you told me to do on all of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. What's it called?
Listen, Melanie, everybody, Melanie could be a multimillionaire. Maybe you guys, too, because somebody in Florida won this $2 million. But instead, she's going to sit here and write a blog. So y'all just do.
Well, right now I'm writing my name on the back of the ticket in case that you guys get any ideas.
My gosh, she really is. And this is all being filmed. This is really working out for you right now. It's like, this is great. All right. So make sure you play Saturday night. It'll be over probably $500 million by the time we get to Saturday. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right. This is pretty much for Pinellas. Parents, right? 99.5 QIK. So the Pinellas kids have been on spring break for this entire week. Actually, they didn't even have school last Friday. Man, I'm telling you, my wife this week is she's losing it, man. And I know I can see before I leave work what meme she's posting, and I'm like, oh, God.
I love following and seeing what she does.
I don't want to go home. I'm scared. Yesterday, she posted a video of her almost crying because the kids were driving her absolutely bananas. And she's like, I don't have the spring break endurance. Like, they've been here all day, every day, and I'm about to lose my mind.
Yeah, and I know she's not alone because even at our apartment building yesterday, all of the kids that live in the building, they're on spring break, so they were all at the pool.
Oh, man.
And there was this one mom, she had four kids, and she was laying there, and it wasn't like she was drunk or anything like that. It was just that she was like, I am so exhausted. She was just standing there, the kids were tugging on her arms and legs, and she just wasn't even giving them any reaction. She was just exhausted.
Dude, it's brutal. Like, when you're not used to kids being home all day, every day, because, you know, we're in the middle of the year pretty much, and, you know, you don't remember what summer was like. And I came home yesterday, and my wife's like, I'm leaving. And I'm like,
you?
No, she was.
Just all together.
She just said, I'm leaving. And I'm like, where are you going? She goes, the gym. And I was like, well, why are you talking like Freddy Krueger, you know? And she's like, I have no choice. And I was like, okay, goodbye. See ya. Go have a good workout.
Yeah, at that point, you're like, goodbye.
What?
You need it.
She came back like $1 million, though.
Good.
Like, she got a good sweat on. She ran. She sat in the sauna, whatever. And so, you know, I was like, today you're going back in the gym.
It's her escape.
Well, I was like, yeah, even if you don't want to, you need to go back to the gym today. So, what other parents, like, you're ready for spring break to be over? Like, it's been a fun 3 or 4 days, but we are done. 800.
3 or 4 days.
992-1099. Well, and then, like I said, they didn't have school Friday. And so then the weekend, and you know what I mean? It's just, you're just kind of like, whoa, like, this is tough. And the kids, it's so crazy. The kids, I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I'm bored. And I'm like, geez.
You know what the response is for that? My mom always said this to me when I would say, I'm bored. She said, only boring people can be bored. So what does that say about you?
Oh, I like
that's
that.
What she used to tell me. And I used to be like, I'm not boring. And then it was this whole cycle.
That was pretty good.
So then I'd find something to do.
And then Hillsboro parents, you're on notice. Everything we're talking about right now, you're 3 days away.
This is your future.
Get ready and prepare. You almost need to spring break prep like we hurricane prep here. Like, you need to get, like,
get a bunch
games.
Of canned foods.
Yeah, just like survival skills. Pinellas parents, who's done with spring break? You ready for your kids to go back? Call us or text us. What's been going on in your house? 800-992-1099. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Thomas Rhett, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Luis just called. We're talking about spring break, and all you Pinellas parents, we live in Pinellas, and my wife and the five kids and spring break, she's like, man, I don't know. I wasn't ready for this. Like, this is a lot going on.
She wasn't ready, man.
And I can always tell what I'm walking into based on the meme she posts before I leave work, and I'm like, oh, no. Like, really?
Even I can tell how your wife's day is going now via social media, because she's like, is it too early to drink? Or she'll post different things on there. And I'm like, oh, she's having a rough one.
Or it's like, you know, like, when should I stop drinking? It's like, oh, no.
One or the other.
Oh, man. So we're talking about, like, Pinellas parents. Like, are y'all just done? Like, what's happened this week? And you're like, I can't do this anymore. Anyway, Luis just called. She couldn't stay on the phone. And when we couldn't rush Thomas Rhett to sing any faster. But she did say that she looks at it the whole other way. And she loves spring break. She loves the weekend. She loves summer break. She says she loves every moment with her kids. And I just sat back and went, they should make a movie about you, Louise. That's incredible.
It'll be on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, absolutely. But good for her. I know we got a couple of texts coming in, too.
That's so sweet. She says she gets quality time with her kids, so she looks forward to it. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum,
right,
we got Jessica texting in who says, good morning, guys. I work overnights from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. I have two children that'll be on spring break next week. I'm already exhausted just thinking about it.
Okay. She's thinking about it. Like, it hasn't even happened yet.
She's prepping for doomsday.
Jessica, you and my wife will be good friends. Doomsday spring break preppers. I love it.
Tampa Bay's morning crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
All right, coming up in two songs, Nutbags, North of Florida on 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie.
That name is just so appropriate.
Well, you know, it's like a lot of radio shows here in Florida, like they bag on people that are weird in Florida, which is fine because there's plenty of them. That's
cool. Yeah, a Florida man, and then he does something really stupid.
But let's just stop ignoring the 49 other states where there's also nutbags.
I'm with you.
So this segment has nothing to do with poo-pooing on people in Florida.
Nope.
It's the nutbags north of Florida. We'll do it in two songs on QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, the new segment is nutbags north of Florida.
God is great. Beer is good.
The nutbags are crazy.
And people are crazy.
Yep, and they're not just in Florida.
No. Now, you hear a lot about crazy people in Florida and everything like that. It's like, gosh, geez, I hear about all these crazy people in Florida. What about everywhere else? You tell me other 49 other states, there's nobody crazy? Give me a break.
No, I can assure you there are.
We found tons of stories. So our new segment is called Nutbags North of Florida. These are people who, you know, we're just ashamed of, and they live other places besides here. We should actually be proud of this, that there are people like that.
Yep.
All right, story number one.
People are crazy.
I love this. This is in Pennsylvania. This guy, he's 44 years old. His name's Daniel Sober. His last name's Sober.
Oh, okay.
Guess what he got arrested for?
A DUI. Did he really?
A DUI.
Yeah, you did.
Half mile from his house. Blood alcohol level twice the legal limit. Oh,
that's Mr. Sober to you, officer.
Old Senor Sober was hauled down to jail.
I can't believe that's his last name.
Dude, when your name is Sober and you're driving not sober.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so that is a nutbag north of Florida in Pennsylvania.
People are crazy.
Stay in the same region here, New York. This is a woman. She got a little heated about the bed bug she had just discovered in her bedroom.
Uh-oh.
She's 39 years old. Her and her uncle decided to douse their mattress with alcohol, and then she fired up the old lighter.
They lit the mattress on fire.
Yeah, they did manage to kill the bed bugs. They also burnt her house down and several other units
next to
her. So don't let the bed bugs light in New York.
People are crazy.
Man, and just everything is really northeast today in nutbags north of Florida. In Vermont, this town just elected a goat as its mayor.
Yes.
Yeah. This is in Fairhaven, Vermont. The goat had been there. It's been somewhat of an icon in the community. They weren't exactly thrilled about any other person running for...
What does that say about the other candidates, though, for real?
Here's the crazy thing, right? Sammy the dog received 10 votes.
Okay.
Lincoln the goat received 13. The winner is Lincoln the goat, the honorary mayor of Fairhaven, Vermont.
People are crazy.
So there you go. Those are nutbags north of Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.